We are learning Masechtas Gittin Daf Mem Omid Beis, and we are starting four lines from the bottom. Ahu Avda the Beit Rei, Avda of two people. It means someone owned, some Eved is owned by two Shutvim, partners owned the Eved. Kom Chad Menayu, V'Shachrei L'Palge. One guy got up and freed his half. So now we have an Eved who's a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Ben Chayrim. And the halacha is, we'll be in a Mishnah later on, that Chazal said, if you have a chatziv eved, chatziv ben chayrim, you have to free, you force the one who owns the eved, the half eved, to free. Why? Because this guy's stuck. He can't marry a ben chayrim, bas chayrim, he can't marry a guy. So therefore, there's no eitz of him. He's chayrim, we want him to be chayrim peri revya. Therefore, we make the one who owns the half to free his half. So now this guy was very upset. Says, you partner, you freed your half, now you're causing me to lose out. They're going to take away my half. Also, what he did was, he did a shtick. He was makne his half of the Eved to his son who was not a godly yet. And loch is, but that's the cheres makne would work. And he was makne that half. He's makne that half to his small benoy. Now, what's the significance of that? Chazal were not kaifa children to do things. Even though we have a loch, we're kaifa noisai. But the Bezdin doesn't get involved in children. By children, we don't want to do kfir. So Shachar of Yosef read the Rav Lekamid our papa. So he sent the Shiloh. Yosef sent the Shiloh to our papa. Shach Lei, he answered him like this. He said, it's a words of a pasuk, really not exactly, but the pasuk says, Kasher asisa yaseloch gumulcha yoshev reishecha. And he used those words. He said, "Kasha also king also loy gmul yosef rishay." If someone does something wrong, we do back a shtick to him. And non kimlon, we know, be anuka the makarav dad the gabazuzay. Children like money. Remember that. Children like money. Makmir le apotropis. So we're gonna first appoint the treasurer apotropis to make sure that you know he doesn't get ripped off. And umakarkash le zuzay. Because they get the charusa al shmei, we show him some money and we say, "Do you want to sell your eved? You want to give away Eved?" He's going to say yes because he likes money, a few dollars. And you write a get shukr for he'll write a shukr. You can't force him, but this way it's a way of forcing him. You show him money, and he said, "You want to do it?" He says yes, yeah. And he'll write a get shukr for the Eved. So we have an eitz this way, the eitz will go out. Now, who writes the get shukr? So from Rashi has mashmayis. Rashi says that the tinuk zeh, look at the first beginning of narrow lines of this Rashi on base, but tinuk zeh mechay mechay memkar memkar metaltalim, because the time of piutois, a certain age when they can already know business, it could be 6 or 7 years old, mechay mechay memkar memkar metaltalim. But Chavis is there to make sure he's not getting ripped off. But he has a koyach to makna something. So Rashi's mashma, he can write the get shukr and free the Eved. Tois is not like this. Toysa says, "Lo nihiru lebein and Shmuel perish akuntus to befarish al shmei the katan." She'im ma'ase katan klom latir baschayim. How can a katan write a get? He can't do chalitza. He can't write a get shechur. There's no weird reason he could do it. Therefore, Toysa says that the apotropis writes the get shechur. The baal is Toysfus. What do you mean? How can apotropis write a get shechur? It doesn't belong to the apotropis. Teresis with the power of hefker bez and hefker, we makne it to the apotropis, and he gives a get shechur. But upon him, either way. Bezdin didn't want to get involved with kfiya, but Bezdin has a good idea to make the katan agreeable to give it up, and then you work it out. Either get shukr by the katan or get shukr by apotropis. But once he's agreeable, then he's not doing anything wrong. They're agreeing, and he agrees. You show him a little money, he agrees, and therefore he will free the Eved. Tanu Rabbanan. Ha'imer Asisi Ploini Avdi Ben Chayrim, which we'll see in a second, it means they wrote this in the shtar. They wrote in the star, it says in the star, "I made this Eved Becharim, or Asi Becharim, or he's made a Becharim, Harehu Becharim, he is a Becharim." The halacha is, all those Lashonis are good Lashon, Harehu Becharim, he is free. If you write in the star, "Esenu Becharim, I will make him a Becharim," which is Lashon Halahaba, Rebbe, I'm a Kana, Rebbe says, "You're Kana, Becham Rolai Kana, Cham Zay not Kana." Rebbe says, the Lashon is, "Esenu Becharim, Bishikhra Zesh, and he must Lachshav." You look at it like, say, "I'm going to make you a shechur with this star that's coming in, with this star." That's how we teach. But Chum say, "No, because only I have tachad, I'm going to make you one day. But not with this star, but with a different star. And therefore, it's nothing." That's Mechagas Rabbi and the Chum. "I'm Rabbi Yechel, I'm a cool star." This whole braise is something you wrote, not that you said. It says, "Oimer," it means kosev. You wrote in a star. Tanu Rabbanu, same halacha is by a field. Ha'imen asati sod l'poinis, you're writing a shtar, asati sod l'poinis, l'poini. This certain field was given to that person. The sun l'poini, it should be given to that person. Harei yishloi, it's yours. Harei yishloi, halacha is all your shayinis, agul shayinis, and it's a good shtar matana. Et nena l'poini, I will give it to that person. Ramei amakana, v'chamer l'kana. Again, machlekes is, do you say, et nena l'poini with this shtar, or I'm going to give it with a different shtar? That's machlekes Rabbi Yenacham. Rabbi Yechon Kumo Shtar, everything has written in a shtar. It's not written in a shtar, so therefore it doesn't work. But Kumo Shtar means that's a shtar. Now there is another version of Rashi, but he slugs it up. So we're not going to say the second pshat Rashi or Kumo Shtar means. We're saying the first pshat, that where it says Ha'omer means that koisin. Tanu Rabban Ha'omer Asisi Pliny Avdi Ben Chayru, which is basically Hadas Baldin. He says, you know what? I made my Eved Ben Chayru. Vehu Amar. And he says, Lo Yasani. The Eved says, I never got to get Shechur. I never again. What's the halacha? Chashinon Shem Azika Lo Yadiacha. We choshed, maybe the master was mezake to get Shechur Ideacha for the Eved. And we all at the Rabbanon hold that's a schus. And therefore, he's Zarech Homs Arifanov. Tosis says, Chashinon doesn't mean Chashina. It means a Vadai. This guy is a Vadai Ben Chayr. The Ran says, no, he's not a Vadai Ben Chayr. It's like a Safik Ben Chayr. Because Chashina is lost in Safik. But Tosis learns the Vada Becharim. What's the Pshat? How can we Vada Becharim? We're not sure. This guy's saying he never got it, and you're saying that you for sure gave it. So we're saying maybe it's Vizaka Deacher. We're so sure Vizaka Deacher? Zok derived, yeah, he's Neman. You know why? Because Erechanem Misurim. Oh, Erechanem Misurim, here's not an Erechanem Misurim, here's Dovish Varva. To marry Baskarim. Zok derived, when it's Beyodoi, then Erecha is Neman. Here's Beyodoi, ready to get Shikr. Therefore, the Asogas arriving on the Rif, printed on the bottom of the Ran, says that since it's Beyodoi, therefore you will be Neman, even though it's a Dovish of Erva. That's what the Ravid says, and that's Taisa says here, really, that's how to explain it. Taisa says that Shita also, that you're Neman there. That's Taisa says, same Shita, loss of the Ravid is, V'karavani loimash, v'matir ma'isa v'asishar l'chatchila, my time, erechanem b'isur, my fill b'issa erva, hoil u'beyodoi l'shacharoi. That's a loss of the Ravid. That's all if he says that I made you a Ben Chayr. But if he says, Kasafti v'nasati loy, he says, I gave it to you. I wrote it, I gave it to you. Who Omar? And he says, loy kosav v'loy nosanli. You didn't write it and you give it to me. Then Adas Badin Kimeim Dami. So Adas Badin Kimeim Dami is not free. I can tell me it's also the master's Adas Badin. Zok Taisis Pshat is like this. That by the Noisin, we don't say the Adas Badin, because a lot of times he makes a mistake. He was planning on freeing him. He wrote the star up. He gave it to someone to bring it to them. He doesn't know what happened to Maisa. So here's Adas Badin. We believe you. You gave it the star, but never got there. So therefore, the evidence of Adas Badin is stronger, and therefore he is not free. That's the halacha. The same thing is by a field. You say, I gave a certain field to if he says, I wrote it and wrote you a star and gave it to you. Again, he also, because the guy who gives it can make a mistake. So Tosis points out, it's posture that we just said here in this case, it's posture that who gets the payers? The guy who gave it, because we're paskening that it belongs to the guy who gave it, he never gave it. That's what we're doing. So Gemara has a question, who gets the payers? Miyach payers. So Taitai says this is like a different Gemara, it wasn't like really talking to this Gemara. Miyach payers. Rav Chisda Amar, Noisin Eich payers. The Noisin eats the payers. Rabba Amar Mashal Shem the payers. You put it on a third person, you put an escrow to figure out who it belongs to, because there's two adults contradicting. V'loi pli, you're not arguing. Haba Abba, Haba Bra. By the person himself, The one who's supposed to got the present, he says, I didn't get it. It's possible it goes to the Noisin, not a Shaila. The question is, by the Makabel, if he's not alive anymore, and the son is, and the son says, I promise you, my father never got it. Then we're not 100% sure. Because his Adas Badin is not as good as the father's. Because maybe he doesn't get it, like Rashi says. In Makabel, Vatana Atzav Chayim, Va'amal Loi Nasan Li Nemon, Va'oichla Noisin as a Paris. Avon Mace Ubenoi Amal Loi Nasan Sada Lazula Abba, Mashal Shlom. Why? The Shema Yvo Eid Mishamachalav Vazelayada, or Shinoshan Lava, Vazelayada, he didn't know about it. It's very possible. He doesn't know every single thing of his father's business, and therefore, there he's not, his Adas Badin is not so strong. Zok the Mishnah Vaitim. Make a schal on this Mishnah, and we'll have the first pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has two pshatim. We're going to be zeichet to learn the first pshat today. Eved shasoy rabbi apoytik lacher. My eved that you the rabbi made him apoytiki for a loan. Apoytiki is two type of apoytikis. Apoytiki, one apoytiki is saying that I'm setting this aside. I'm not going to use it. I'm setting it aside. This should be connected to chayiv. But if you don't want this, you can take something else. Another way apoytiki is that this is the only place you could collect from. There's two types of apoytikis. But either way, apoytiki is a place where you're telling the mouth that you could collect from this thing. I'm not going to touch this thing. So evis also rabbi apoytiki lacher v'shichroi, and someone freed him. We'll see in the Gemara who. Shura said then ain't evet chayev klum. The evet's not chayev anything. El b'ritik l'olam. Koyfen is rabbi v'also is b'chayrim. To b'ritik l'olam, we force the rabbi to write a get shichur. We'll see what this means. V'koysev shtar al domav. And the Eved writes a star on his money. You don't have to write Elam Meshachar. Now what's going on here? We have no idea. The Gemara doesn't have two pshatim. Just remember the words. The Mishnah basically has four parts. It says, he made it by Paitiki, Veshichroi, Ene Eved Chayav Klum. Tikkun Olam is Kovitz Rabbi, Voices Bechayrim. Third thing is Kovitz Star Adamov. And Rosh Hashanah says, Ene Kovitz Elam Meshachar. Okay. Zok the Gemara. Eved Chasoi Rabbi, Apoitiki, Veshichroi. Mishachar, who freed its Eved? Amarav, Rabbi Rishon. Now the Rabbi Rishon was the loiva, he was the borrower, and he put aside his Eved for Paitiki, he goes ahead and frees the Eved. Now the Gemara is going to say, that's fine, because even though I set the full-fledged lien on this Eved, full-fledged lien, but Shichur is Mafkia Medei Shivut. Mi Shichur, Amarav, Rabbi Rishon was freedom. Shura Sadin, Eina Eved Chayev Klum L'Rabbi Sheni. Be'etzem, you're not Chayev any money to Rabbi Sheni. And we're talking about a Tapa Apayitiki, he said that you only could collect from this Eved. And he went ahead and freed the Eved. And really not Chayev anything. K'derava, Dama Rava, Hektish Chometz V'Shuchar Mafkir Ne'eshivut. That means, if you have a Apayitiki and you make it into Hektish, which is Kedusha Guf, in case of Kedusha Guf, actually, Rashtun is not a Kebiah field, it has to be a Behema. I put it on a Behema, his Shar, for our paitiki, and then I was mak the shit from his back. Loch is Ktusha does go for mafkia. Rashi says Ktusha's dom is not mafkia. Because Ktusha's dom is shaykh bepidyon, so therefore it's not mafkia from the shibud. You just paid it with money, and that's what the shibud is. So upon him, Ktusha goof is mafkia with the shibud, but not Ktusha's dom. So hektish and chometz, so it's chometz of Pesach, which means that the guy lent money to the yid, and the chometz was the shibud. He had 30 bottles of beer, was paitiki. Maisa, once it hits Pesach, it becomes Asa Bahana, and he can't use it for Apaitik anymore. Why? Because Chometz is Mafkia, as long as it's in his property. If he gave it to the guy, in the guy's house, it's better. So that's Chometz. V'shichur, Mafkim v'yeshiva, it's all Mafkim v'yeshiva. Even if there's a lien on this Eved, the Shichur works. So, Be'etzim, Me'ikr Hadin, no one owes anything anyway. You're lost. I was B'shachar David. Maybe the Malva will find this Eved and say, you're mine. You're my apoytiki. And it'll be Yotzi Laz on his children that his Eved stole. We don't want that to happen. The Rabbi Sheni writes Ishtar Shukr. And not only that, the Koysev Eved Shtar Adam, which means the Eved pays for the value, or his value. He pays for his value. Basically, the guy will get his chayv back. He pays it also. Why he's paid for it? Zok the Raz, but the reason is because we're still scared. Even after Rashi Shtar Shukr, we'll still say, you know, you're really mine. You're really my apoytiki. And therefore, we misakin, he gives the money. What's lashon Shtar Adamov? Because right now, Eved has no money. So we don't say he has to wait till his body, till he gives him. No, you make him give a Shtar Shukr right away. But you write a Shtar Chayv, you, Eved, owe the guy money. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, ain't Eved Kaysev. El Meshachar Kaysev. You know who has to write the star who has to pay money for this? The first loiva. He has to pay for it. The Meshachar. He's the one of Meshachar. He did this of Kiddushimud. He has to pay for it. So what's the B.R. Machlaikis? Here, the Malva, the loiva, the borrower, was Mazik, the Shibud of the Malva. He's free David. So he's Mazik Shibud of Malva Machlaikis. The Marasov Achayi, Marasov Apater. Like Tosis explains, Kegoyin, look at Tosis different Maskel, but Mazik. Kegoyin, the Omele, Ein Lecha Parayin Elam Ezeh. That's why he was Mazik. Like Govi Mashar Nechosim. The Lavach, my Potter, Haray Dayin Chayav Lechayav, so I'll pay the Chayav. So obviously, he said he only collected from here, he's Brun the Shibud. So the Chayav is if the first guy has to pay. The Tanakam holds the first guy is Potter. The Eved pays, because you don't want a Mighty Laz. Shlomo Mil says, no, ain't a kaisel meshacher has to pay for it. And taka itmanami a mazik shibudu shachaveira bottom chagas a rebbe shimon gemal rabbanon. It's a riot in his pshat in the Mishnah. It says in the itmar a mazik shibudu shachaveira bottom chagas a shimon gemal rabbanon. It's a chagas shimon gemal rabbanon. And according to the rabbanon, there's no din mazik shibudai. Kumash gemal there's din mazik shibudai, and he has to pay for it. So that's the first pshat in the Mishnah. Go back to the Mishnah. It's beautiful. Evich also rabbi paitik lacherim v'shichroi shur is the name of the klum. Why not? Because shichros bafkir leshibud. El paitik the oilam kaifes rabbi means rabbi sheni v'oisar is becherim v'kaisa shtar adamav and the evit pays for it. So Gemil says no, ain't a kaisiv el meshacher. The evit pays for nothing. The meshacher has to pay for it. Shmack pshat in the Mishnah. Tomorrow, Mishnah, we'll start with Ula's pshat in the Mishnah.